Hi there. Most born-again believers are very insecure about how God forgives their sins, and consequently, their fears and frustrations will be eliminated when they find the truth of the matter. So take, for instance, in our new covenant, how God's forgiveness operates. Most born-again believers don't even suspect how God's forgiveness operates under our better covenant of better promises, though the Scripture declares it plainly. However, we must remember that there are two covenants in the Bible. One is the Old Covenant, and one is the New Covenant. And the New Covenant cannot be mixed with the Old, nor the Old with the New. But most born-again Christians try to do this concerning God's forgiveness. Are you mixing law with grace concerning the forgiveness of God? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? Most born-again believers are mixing law with grace concerning how God's forgiveness operates under our new covenant of grace, and they don't even know that they're doing it. The Bible tells us that concerning the forgiveness of sins, that we must have our sins forgiven. If we have so much as one sin in our life, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's why the new birth is a must. The Bible says that Jesus Christ declares himself as, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. What kind of life is this Christ? He is the life that you must have in order to get access into the kingdom of heaven. There is no way you can get into the kingdom of heaven unless Jesus Christ is your life, because Jesus Christ is the only life that has no sin in it. The Bible says that there is no sin in Christ. If you are trying to get into heaven by getting sin out of your personal life in the flesh, you are fighting a losing battle, and you will burst hell wide open because you are trying to depend upon your own righteousness by the works that you could do to try to eradicate sin from your life, when Jesus Christ has already given you his life. He says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life you need. He is the way unto God, he is the truth of God, and he is the life of God. And when he is born into your hearts by faith, he becomes your life. I repeat, when Jesus Christ is born into your hearts by faith at the new birth, he becomes your life. According to Colossians 3:4, it says that Jesus Christ is our life. So, is there any sin in a born-again believer's life? No, because Jesus Christ is their life. Well, is there any sin in his flesh, in a born-again believer's fleshly nature? Yes. A born-again believer's fleshly nature is just as sinful as the sinfulest sinner's fleshly nature. This fleshly nature that everyone has, whether they're a Jew or Gentile, bond or free, male or female, it's a sinful nature, which we have inherited from Adam. The Bible calls it the flesh and calls it the old man. But the Bible says in Romans 6:6 that Jesus Christ crucified our old man on the cross with him. That's why it states that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Why? Because our life is dead in God's sight, is dead in trespasses and sins. Yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. And when God looks at us, guess what he sees? He sees a sinless life. He sees a totally sinless life. He sees an everlastingly sinless life. How is that? Because Jesus Christ has become our life at the new birth. Well, when a born-again Christian sins, what should they do? Well, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And 1 John 5:17 says that all unrighteousness is sin. So when we confess our sinfulness, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness or all sin. The Bible teaches that in the new covenant, that Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Godhead, forgives the sinner only one time. Now, the traditions of men will tell you that every time you commit a sin, you have to go confess it and get forgiveness for it, and then you get yourself restored back unto God. No. The Bible teaches us by the new covenant that when the born-again believer sins, that it is no longer he that doeth it, but it's the sin that dwells in his flesh. Remember, the Bible says that we are dead to sin, and a dead person can't commit sin. How are we dead to sin? Well, when Jesus Christ became our life, he joined himself unto our soul and regenerated our soul out of death. Our soul was dead in trespasses and sins. But when Jesus Christ was born into our hearts by faith, he became our life, and he joined himself with our soul and cleansed our soul with his blood. And his blood washed away all the sins off of our soul. And the Bible says that he has cleansed us with his own blood. And it is written that that which I have cleansed, call not common nor unclean. When we see a person sins, we say, oh, he's a sinful person. He's a sinful person. No, his flesh nature is sinful, whether he's a Christian or an unbeliever. But the Christ in that person, the hope of glory, which was born into their heart when they believed on Jesus for their Savior, when they believed that he died for them, he died for their sins and rose again, then Christ was born into their hearts by faith and joined into their soul. And though you may not be able to detect him by their actions, the Bible says that he is still in there. He never leaves them nor forsakes them. Though their flesh might be taking control and ramping and raving and doing all kind of works of the flesh, the Bible says that we are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, not because we've stopped doing fleshly deeds, because we're going to continue to do fleshly deeds until the day we die. The Bible says that we are no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because we read the Bible and pray every day. No, we're no longer in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because we stop sinning. No, because your fleshly nature continues to serve the law of sin. The Bible says that we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, because the Spirit of Christ dwells in us. And our fleshly nature is altogether at war forever against that Christ in us, our hope of glory. The old man, the flesh, is always battling against our new man. And it's not a battle to see which one will win. No. When Christ was born into your heart, he is the life that wins. He is the overcomer. And though your flesh nature may rant and rave, the Bible considers him to be but a dead man. He was crucified with Christ, and God never did give him resurrection life. Our flesh nature remains sinful. Our flesh nature is the servant of sin because it serves the law of sin. And the Christ in us, our hope of glory, cannot commit sin because he was born of God. And he was born into our hearts by faith at the new birth. Therefore, God is not granting the born-again believer any more forgiveness. The born-again believer has forgiveness. And as far as God is concerned, the born-again believer does not commit sin. How can this be? Well, number one, because the born-again believer's soul has been preserved blameless in Christ Jesus. And in Christ is no sin at all. Your soul can't get in there and commit a sin. The part of you that commits sin is your fleshly nature. And your flesh was not put in Christ Jesus. Your flesh was not preserved in Christ Jesus. Your flesh nature was cut off at the cross. Though he wars against you, God has considered him dead. Dead in trespasses and sins. He never was revived. He never was rejuvenated. He never was regenerated. He is considered dead in trespasses and sins. Only part of us that cannot commit sin is the Christ in us, our hope of glory, and he needs no forgiveness. Why? Because he's born of God, and the Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin and cannot commit sin because he's born of God. Now, you will hear many evangelists and ministers try to explain that scripture away, saying that, well, that means that you don't habitually practice sin, or that you don't have a presence of sin in your life. You don't have a pattern of sin in your life. They are lying because their carnal mind cannot understand the things of the Spirit. They are ministering from their carnal spirit when they say that. The Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin and cannot commit sin. It's not a question of if they will sin or if they won't sin. The Bible, the holy word of God, the word that God has exalted above his own authority, the Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Now, if you took that literally in the natural, then everybody's going to hell. Because the next verse says that whosoever commits sin is of the devil. And we all see evangelists committing sin. We all see the sin in our own environments. We all see the sin that our flesh nature produces. The Bible says that whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. And the only part of us that is born of God is the Christ in us, the hope of glory. He was born into our hearts by faith, and he joined himself unto our soul. And the Bible says that whosoever is joined unto the Lord is one spirit with him. Our soul is in one spirit with the Lord. And the Bible says that whosoever commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. Well, our soul is not of the devil, because our soul has been redeemed by the blood and joined as one with Jesus Christ. And now Jesus Christ is our soul's life. But our flesh nature was never granted that promise. Our flesh nature is still dead in trespasses and sins. Our flesh nature still sins and still serves the law of sin, according to Romans 7:25. And our flesh nature is always sinful. It always thinks evil thoughts and doesn't have any good thing in the flesh. God never rejuvenated it. God never told you to reform it. God told you to reckon it dead by faith, because he's not doing anything with it. He did not salvage our fleshly nature. The Bible says that God has granted us redemption. Eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. Redemption is the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:17. Redemption is the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus, according to Ephesians 1:17. Well, the Bible says in the 9th chapter of Hebrews that Jesus Christ obtained eternal redemption for us who believed on him. So if redemption was the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ said, well, I got something better for you than that. I have given you eternal redemption. And eternal redemption is the eternal forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember that God is not charging sin against the born-again believer. God is not charging sin against you as a born-again believer. Because as far as he's concerned, you are dead to sin, and a dead person can't commit sin. The part of you that commits a sin is the part of you that is dead and trespasses and sins. He loves sin. He loves the wages of sin. It's our old man. We are no longer joined unto our old man, but unto the new man, the Christ in us, our hope of glory. And the Bible says that we have been granted eternal redemption, which is, since redemption is the forgiveness of sins through the blood, we have eternal redemption, so it is the eternal forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. So, when a born-again Christian sins, what should they do? Should he confess his sins so he can get more forgiveness? No, the Bible says, we don't forgive to get forgiveness. That's how the law operated. Under the law, if you didn't forgive men their trespasses, then the Heavenly Father wouldn't forgive you your trespasses. But under grace, God doesn't deal like that. God doesn't deal with us proportionally. Under the law, even in the Lord's Prayer, it said, forgive us as we forgive others. Well, we never would make it to heaven if that was the case, because none of us can forgive others as thoroughly as we need to be forgiven in order to gain admittance into the kingdom of heaven. We needed a better covenant, and the better covenant gave us a better promise. The Bible says we don't forgive to get forgiveness, but Ephesians 4:32 says, we forgive because we have been forgiven. We forgive because we have been forgiven. Not to get more forgiveness, because God has only forgiven us one time. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And if you needed forgiveness every day and day in, day in and day out, and five times throughout the day, and sometimes six and more times, because you commit sin all the time, if you had to confess all the sins that you've ever done to get forgiveness all the days of your life, every night you go to bed and confess sins, on, you would never get done doing that, because even though you might be dormant, lying still in your bed, your flesh nature is always serving the law of sin. It always lusts to do evil. But the Christ in you lusts to do good. You're no longer joined into your flesh nature. You're no longer responsible for its sins. It serves the law of sin whether you participate in it or not. It has a desperately wicked heart. That's why Jesus Christ gave you his life. He gave you a life. Eternal life in him. He's preserved your soul blameless in him. And the Bible says that if you needed fresh forgiveness for your sins you commit every day, then Christ Jesus himself would have had to die often, all the time, to be crucified afresh so you could get fresh blood, because without the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. So if you had to get forgiveness today and then tomorrow again and then again and again and again and again and again and again and again, then the Bible says that you'd have to have Christ die for you today, then tomorrow, then again and again and again and again and again. Why? Because without the shedding of his blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. There is no remission of sins. Therefore, he died only once to take sin out of the way. The Bible says, what can separate us from the love of God? Can tribulation, persecution, necessities, and all these things? No. And those things, we are more than conquerors. And then Paul said, I am persuaded that neither life, nor death, nor any other creation is able to separate us from the love of God. But notice he did not mention sin. Why didn't he mention sin? Because sin has been taken out of the way. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is made manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. And we are in him, living and moving and having our being. So what is a Christian to do when he is found committing a sin? He is to simply repent. Repent does not mean to confess, because we already have forgiveness. Repent means to turn away from it. I'm James Wharton, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?